I don't know about you, but I feel blessed. And so God is at work, and I just see Him working in trust in my life, and I see Him working in the life of the church. And I tell you, the leaders and I met Sunday night, you know, up for our regular meeting, and just began to lay out some things in planning for a transition. And you know, we shouldn't be scared to talk about that, and we shouldn't treat it like a memorial service every time we come to church. Now, I want to enjoy what time I got left, and so not be at a funeral service. And so, because I love y'all, I love this place, and I love being here, but I love God, and I want to be obedient to Him, and that's just kind of sums it up. And so, I'm excited about seeing the leadership there. Really stepping up to make sure everybody's understands and everybody is, that they communicate well and do what's right for the church and moving us forward. And so, just I'll give you some insight into that. What I mean by that. Next Wednesday night, I believe Dwayne, is that right? You're up, right? Next Wednesday night, I'll be here, but we thought it was important for some of the leaders to start taking a role in speaking so that you can see that it's going to be all right and that they could bring some words of encouragement. And then I'll preach Sunday, but even some of the leaders will be involved in the announcements and things like that. The leadership, myself, we want you to know that God's in this and it's going to be okay, and it's not taboo to talk about, and so I want you to know that. And so it hurts me. I got a smile on, but it's sad. It's a bittersweet thing, though, because we already see God moving in our lives. I'll share some more about that in a minute. I want to remind you that not this coming Sunday, but the next is the Oldiewed game. I'll get it out. The Oldiewed game. And so that's going to be a fun night. And so we're going to do a little preview this year. We haven't ever done this before. So Sunday morning, this coming Sunday morning, Tress and I get to be the candidates and so answer some questions. But I don't know who's making up the questions, but it better not be the one I heard one year that if your wife was an automobile, what kind of automobile would she be? That better not be one of the questions. And so, and then the next Sunday, Dwayne and Karen, that will be funny. And so they'll be doing a little preview of what to expect in the Oldiewed game. And then the opportunity to be together for a dessert social afterwards that night, Sunday the 15th, that evening. And so also want to remind you to sign up for Wednesday night dinner next week, and which is next Wednesday night. And so make sure you sign up if you plan to be a part of that. And also, the missionary from Colombia will be here, and Jerry, they will be together speaking on the 22nd. Gonzalez will be speaking. Jerry will be translating, and so that's always fun to watch and interesting to hear and encouraging. And so also we'll be presenting him with the car that we purchased for him. And so that's going to be a great Sunday as well. So I want to encourage you to be a part of those things as we see the Lord work. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight as we begin. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your word. We pray that, Father, tonight you just bring some encouragement to our hearts, and Father, you'd remind us of how we might respond when difficult things come. Father, we love you, praise you, in Jesus' name, amen. When God doesn't make sense. I remember reading a book some years back by James Dobson by that title, When God doesn't make sense. James Dobson, if you remember, was he's retired now from the voice of Focus on the Family to take in a back seat. But I think he still serves on the board. But James Dobson, he wrote that book, When God Doesn't Make Sense. In the introduction of that book, he tells the story of this young man who was just finishing up med school and his residency when he felt the calling to be a missionary doctor and go to Africa and serve in the fields of Africa as a medical physician. And so his medical training complete, his residency complete, he dies in a plane crash en route to Africa. Here's a strong Christian, great guy, ready to go serve the Lord in a foreign land that needs it so much. God, what are you doing? That just doesn't make any sense, does it? When God doesn't make sense. I think about Naaman, who was stricken with leprosy. And he comes to Elisha. You know the story. It's in 2 Kings. He comes to Elisha for healing. And Elisha, under the Lord's direction, says, you know what, Naaman, I tell you what you do. You go down to that Jordan River and you dip yourself in that Jordan River 7 times and you'll have skin like a newborn baby. And I'm paraphrasing. And Naaman said, what? He says, that doesn't even make sense. Again, I'm paraphrasing. He says, that old muddy, nasty Jordan River? He said, I got cleaner water than that at home. What are we to do when God doesn't make sense? Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, is to die on a cross. Then he's going to raise again from a tomb. He's going to save people who are surrendered. This doesn't even make sense. God, you'd kill your own son or allow your own son to be killed? That sinful men could be... It just doesn't make sense, does it? What are we to do when God doesn't make sense? And I don't know, but it doesn't take very long in this world to figure out there's some things that God does that just don't make sense, isn't there? Yeah. Well, I think there's some things we need to remember. I just want to give you a few of them tonight. And I hope they'll encourage you in these times. We're to remember, first of all, our ways are not God's ways. We just simply have to remind ourselves and tell ourselves, our ways are not God's ways. Turn to Romans chapter 11 with me, verse 33. And let me share a few verses with you. Romans chapter 11, verse 33, beginning. He says there in verse 33, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Rome, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became His counselor, or who has first given to Him that it might be paid back to Him again. In other words, who is there that God owes them a favor? That did a favor to God and so God is beholding to Him, that to them. That's what that verse 35 means. Verse 36, for from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. And so the Apostle Paul is reminding the folks, hey, our ways are not His ways. God is God and we are men. And so a couple of things about this passage just briefly, because I want to get to some prayer tonight. The wisdom and knowledge which God uses to guide His children are far deeper than we could ever even imagine. And so when in my little pea-sized mind, I can't understand what God's doing, I just have to remember that's okay. Because God is God and I'm me. And my ways are not His ways. Thank goodness. And you know what? If you've been a Christian any length of time at all, and you've been faithful to God, then you have some experiences that you can look back down the road and you can say, thank God that He is God and His ways are not my ways. Because here's the truth. If I did know what God wanted me to do in the future, I'd just mess it up. And so, because I'd think, well, you know what, God, that's nice, but I think I could do it this way and make it a little better. And so, two words he uses here, the Apostle Paul, unsearchable and unfathomable. I don't know about you, but I've spent some time in South Florida, South Georgia, South Alabama, and there's a better way to say that. You just can't figure it out. That's what that's saying. It's unsearchable and it's unfathomable. You just can't figure it out. You can't figure out where it's at, and you can't figure out how deep it is. Sometimes God doesn't make sense, folks. And that's okay. And that's okay. Here's a second thing we have to remember. Turn with me while we're thinking about that. Hebrews chapter 11. I want to show you something there. What is this known as? Hebrews? The what chapter? The faith chapter. That's right. The hall of faith. And so, the second thing we need to remember is not only that our ways are not God's way, but faith still conquers the unimaginable. Faith still conquers the unimaginable. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30. And this is a pretty lengthy piece, but it's so good. Verse 30 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to fight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourging, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went out in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated. Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. All of these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. You know what that just said? God's ways are not our ways. If you read that, it's all these things that were accomplished by faith. Why were they accomplished by faith? Because it was unimaginable to the human mind that the walls of Jericho would fall by walking around them. It was unimaginable the power of these men of Samson to tear down a palace, of these men to win battles that where they're tremendously outnumbered. And so if you take all these events that he's naming that were accomplished through faith, they were accomplished through faith because God had a way that man couldn't understand. And so we understand that our ways are not God's way, but what has to come alongside of that is faith. And we need to remember that faith still conquers the unimaginable. I had somebody tell me Sunday morning or afternoon by the time we got out of service that I just can't imagine, and I know that it was a difficult time, so I understand that, but I just can't imagine going to church here and you not being here and somebody else preaching. And I said, number one, don't set your sights so low, and number two, imagine it by faith that God has somebody to walk into this place and carry this congregation to the next place that God would have them. By faith, understanding that we don't understand everything that God's trying to do, and by faith, He can accomplish the unimaginable. There's another one that I want you to see tonight. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Wasn't too long ago we studied through Philippians and BFG. And we're going to put in verse 4 in just a moment. It's not just understanding or remembering that our ways are not God's way. It's not just remembering that fate still conquers the unimaginable. It's understanding or remembering that our continuance in prayer will bring great peace in all situations. It's remembering that in prayer, or it's remembering that in continuing in prayer will bring great peace in all situations. If we look at Philippians chapter 4, putting in it verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Is that promise only for specific situations? Or is it for all situations? Is it for everything? Yeah, that's right. It's every one of God's ways that He might choose to operate or function or do things. And I tell you tonight, I'm amazed at what God is doing in Tress and I's life. And so, you know, I share just a couple of things. And this is how we're remembering these things tonight. And we're just trusting God. And, you know, I shared Sunday that I was really fearful of a lot of things. But, you know, we stepped out in obedience. And I had shared with the leaders that I thought that, and I can't honestly remember if I shared it or not on Sunday morning, but I did share with the leaders previous to that that I did have an opportunity possibly with the company that Tress works for to go to work for them for a short time or for a season. I don't know what that time frame is. And I had communicated with them that I'm a pastor and always will be a pastor, and that's my heart. And so, but I just need a season out of the pulpit. Same thing I shared with you, I shared with them. And so, so Monday night, and so I didn't, you know, I was anticipating that they might offer me a job. And so Monday night, or Monday afternoon, really, you know, God is good at this. He throws us a curveball. And so because I had shared my heart about the way I wanted things to happen. But so they called the company that Trust works for, and they offer her an executive position within the corporation. And so they've invited her. Yes, it is. And so it is, isn't it? And so anyway, let me finish. No interruptions, please. And so let's let them decide. And so there you go. And so anyway, they've offered her a position to come to work out of the corporate office and develop a training program and implement that training program for the whole corporation because of their growing and in need of commonality, I guess is the word, a standard operating procedure from community to community. And because of her service, they think that and her background in customer service, that she'd be a great fit. And so they've offered her a position, and she accepted. And so for 20 years, I shared this with the leaders this week. For 20 years, she's kind of rode my coattails, going where God has called us. And so it's my turn. And so to follow her. And so I did accept a job with them understanding those things that I already shared about. I'm a pastor. And so I did accept a job as what they call a regional manager, and to give oversight to some communities. And so, but we will be moving. Eventually, she has to replace, she has to find a manager for her community and some things like that. And so it won't change anything that I shared Sunday about the time frame of me being here and things like that, or I shared tonight. But we'll be moving over to the Bradenton area, Ellenton. So about 2 hours and 45 minutes across the state, just a little below Tampa. And so, you know, it's bittersweet. We're excited. but yet at the same time, we're sad. And so, but, you know, but folks, I believe that's just God blessing in the wake of our obedience. And I tell you, I was concerned. We got to pay the bills and eat. And so God has provided in a tremendous way. And so, and I'm excited for you as well. As I see the leaders move forward, I already see God blessing the church and preparing the church for greater blessing. And so it's exciting. And so we just have to remember God is up to something. And we don't have to understand every step. We don't have to understand everything he's trying to accomplish. We just have to remember our ways are not his ways. We just have to remember that our faith and trust in him can overcome unimaginable situations and see us through those. And we just have to be faithful to continue in prayer, because it's that prayer that gets us through all situations. And as the scripture says, can provide a peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Amen.